This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Can I get it from you one more time? A what? Cleaner one?
Thank you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dynamic Banter, the show where Mike and I talk about whatever and however.
I was going to say, I'm not prepared for this today.
You know what, man?
I didn't mentally prepare for this.
I'm more prepared for this than I've ever been. There's really a lot to talk about.
I was going to say, did you want to elaborate on that?
Well, I don't know where to begin, because wherever I start, we're going to go off somewhere where I don't think we're ever coming back.
Well.
And I also feel
we'll just
like.
We'll begin where you start.
But I mean, I'm trying to choose which thing I'm going to say, okay. Because like, there's like a 75% chance I'm going to forget the other stuff.
Okay.
So I got to start with like. An important one.
Is it worth writing it down, you think? Did you think about that?
Can I have a moment to think about it?
Yeah. I got time.
All right. I thought about it.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to have to start where it's most important. What do you think of my ET?
I'm weirded out.
You don't have to be funny about it.
Oh.
You could tell me the truth.
I didn't say knock knock, I'm weirded out.
Yeah, but like I can tell that like you're gonna do the bit where it's creepy.
Yeah.
But it actually means a lot to me. It's actually something I love very much.
I really like how specific it is. I don't like that.
You did say that.
That it's eye level, maybe. Can I? Is the thing.
It's a little above eye level.
I don't like how a little bit above eye level it is.
You'd rather it be where it is in the film, which is about.
Which is in a box in a closet somewhere.
You don't want it to be taller than you because it's scary.
I guess I'd rather it be in a box.
If it's taller than you, it could hurt you. So you want it to.
That's the general rule that I've followed. It's kept me out of trouble for this long. Stay away from things that are taller than you.
So you don't mess with refrigerators.
Nah.
Soda machines.
No, cabinets. Most cabinets. If it's not at eye level, it's
top
not
load.
Worth. Nah.
Laundry.
Laundry's usually
double decker top loads.
I haven't encountered one of those in a while.
A double decker top load?
No, I used
from
to
from Taco
do,
Bell.
How long has that been on the menu there?
It's the new one they're trying out.
It's new. What's that and like?
They're trying it out.
What's it like?
You really creeped out by that?
Yeah.
It's a little creepy. I'll give you that.
It's not bad.
You know, I guess you're right. So what we're talking about is I recently purchased a full-sized... What if we stop there? It's too late. They know it's E.T.
Okay.
Because we already mentioned E.T.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's a full-size E.T.
It certainly is. Where did you get that? Why do you have that?
Do you want the interesting story or the truth? You tell me.
I guess I was kind of in my heart of hearts.
Hoping they were one in the
they
same.
Were one in the same. Yeah.
Well, life isn't always like that, Mike.
That's which one's shorter? Because I'm interested in that one.
The one that's interesting.
Okay.
And it's about as interesting as this gets, by the way, now that I think about it.
Uh-huh.
What I'm about to say as the most interesting part of this story is not normally that interesting. And to most people is probably not interesting at all. I think I feel like we're now reading from Alice in Wonderland.
I'm losing interest.
The thing that was never rapid. Important at all is now not as important as it was, said the Cheshire Cat. I feel like... Did you know... You've seen that ugly gremlin at The Office.
Yes.
The female one with the wig.
Yeah. You love that one for a while.
I love it. It's mine. That's mine. That gremlin is mine.
Sure. Aren't most of the collectible things
more
of his here?
Yeah. I mean, if I ever fully leave SourceFed, I will have to take so much stuff that the nerd set will probably not work anymore.
Yeah. I could just replace it with all wrestling things.
There you go.
See if anybody notices.
That gremlin at The Office was made by the same people that make that giant E.T.
Who are these
people? It's called NECA. It's a toy company.
I've heard of them.
NECA's great. They make great toys.
Yeah.
They've got some of the best stuff out there. They make all the gremlin stuff.
They have so many points of articulation in their toys.
At least 17. I'm talking knuckle joints. On some.
Some.
Anyway, I've seen it. I love NECA. We're not sponsored by them. I just love them a lot.
Yeah.
And they make a full-size E.T., and I was like, I really want
it. Where did you get it? Did you have to send away for it? How many boxes of cereal? Mike,
I wanted it. I wanted it really bad.
Are there different ones, or is there just the one in the dress?
There are different ones.
Okay. And you wanted this one?
Well.
And I want to ask the one question that everybody has in their mind now, but I'm trying to tap dance around it.
Go ahead, buddy, and
ask. How much was the E.T. in the dress? The life-size E.T. in the dress. How much
Hey, have you heard the one about where the guy comes in and says, how much was the E.T. in the dress?
When I met your father, he burst right in and he said, give me that E.T. there in the window in the dress.
Your father said, see that E.T. in the dress? I'll make her mine someday.
That's the one.
So this dame comes walking in the club. I'm talking a real E.T. in a dress.
Piano music. Cigarette smoke and piano music.
Hey, I'll tell you what, sweetheart. In high school, you used to be all right. Now you're just E.T. in a dress.
I thought you were going the other way. I was like, well, she's all right, but she's no E.T. in a dress.
She's no E.T. in a dress. Well, Christina? What, are you kidding me? You know E.T. in a dress.
Hey.
How
much was the E.T. in the dress?
Well, there's several. First of all, you're asking a lot of questions, Mike, and I'm frankly overwhelmed.
There's only one that I care about. No,
I know, but you didn't even pepper it up. You didn't pepper Ann, man. You just walked right up to the door and opened it. Yeah. You didn't knock. Or ring the doorbell. You just came right in.
I got a text.
You came right in. We're like, hey, who's home?
I got a text that said we're in the back on the porch. Come on in.
I don't think you got that text. The text you actually got was, let me know when you're close.
All right, let's back up. How much did you pay for the E.T.?
I can't do this episode anymore. We have to stop. I'm not going to be able to make it, man. This is not going to end well.
All right, let's talk about something different.
Let's talk. Like, I don't mind talking about it, but I need to clear the air a little bit. May I? Because it's a little thick in here. Can I turn on the fan and get some of this bullshit out?
Really disseminate some of this bullshit.
I feel like I'm on trial here.
Okay.
I feel like I'm on the stands.
You're not. You're not.
You barged in here with your how much is the E.T. in the dress?
I did say that.
You skipped through a lot of things that I would like to talk about. Namely, that is not my ideal E.T.
Wait a minute.
That is not my ideal E.T.
You got maybe plan C as far as the...
I got plan B because there was only an A or B. Shall we back up?
Yeah.
This is turning into the interesting one. Okay. The interesting story.
Yeah, I'll take it. Always, I think general rule is if you have a podcast, You're always going to want to stick with the most interesting story in order to...
Is that the general rule?
I think so. I didn't read the book.
I wanted a full-size E.T. because it exists.
Yeah.
And I love E.T. Can I tell you why? Before you just start nailing me to the cross.
I wasn't doing that at all. I promise.
I see you judging me.
I was doing that a little bit, but I wasn't doing the other thing.
Well, I don't want it to get there. So let's have a seat, Mike.
What's plan A?
I don't know if you know this, but I was born in 1982.
Okay. What's happening now?
I was born in 1982.
Uh-huh.
June 9th. You know what came out 2 days later in theaters?
I'm going to say Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
That's 100% wrong. It was E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Heard of it.
June 11th, 1982. Release date of E.T. You just unplugged my headphones.
Sorry. I'm just trying to get this to work.
Man. What do you need, baby? Are you sure it's that one?
I just know that.
Are you having a hard time? You're going to have to do one of these.
I got it.
It's there bad. She blows.
Thank you. 1982. E.T. comes out of the movies.
So, my mom puts together a little bebe book. Hmm. And in amongst the baby photos of me... is E.T.
Okay.
Magazine cover. E.T. in theaters. And my mom was always like, let's watch E.T. And I love E.T. And yeah. E.T. came out the month and year you were born.
Great.
And it's a special movie. So to me, it's a special movie.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not that.
So...
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Like
at all.
If Steven Spielberg were here,
yeah, yeah,
you wouldn't say
I wouldn't disagree with him either,
sir. I didn't think that was a special movie.
I would not say that to him,
Owen. it's like when your dog is getting over near the trash. And you're like, Simeon?
Simeon! The default dog name was Simeon.
No, I'm sick of Max. And I'm Max? Spike.
Spike is a bad one. Anyway.
And Anthony.
So you identify on an emotional level with E.T.
Yes. It's a great. Very special film to me in many ways.
So you're like, how could I get one in a dress?
No, I just... What I... I think we're done. I think we're done. I think the podcast is done.
I remember it was a Wednesday. I was like, can I get an E.T. in a dress here by Saturday?
Listen, I frequent a lot of websites that talk about movies and movie memorabilia.
Name one.
Slash film.
Okay. That was quick.
And one of these sites was like, NECA's coming out with a full-size replica E.T.
Yeah. For about...
And I'm like, yeah, baby, I want it!
Yeah. Did you say I want it and I'm going to put it on the kitchen counter at that moment?
I wasn't living here at the time.
Oh, this was a long time ago.
It was quite a while ago.
Did you pre-order this thing? Did you have this... bought and paid for
well,
like 2 years
obviously this
prior.
Is your story, so go ahead and tell me what happens. Go ahead. Finish it up. I'm sorry. I take E.T. very seriously, Mike. I take E.T. very seriously, and I don't know how I feel about how antagonistic you are about E.T.
Just trying to make good content.
I get it.
Opposing viewpoints.
You think you found my trigger, Mike? Because I don't think I have a trigger.
I don't think you do either.
I get upset when there's wrongdoings.
Uh-huh. Do you think that's happening?
But nothing makes me really triggered.
Yeah, good.
Because I don't really care. Because one day we're going to die. Yep. And all those things I was upset about, they'll be gone. Every little thought I had, gone. Dead.
But before that happens...
Before that happens...
Let's see if we can get an ET and a dress.
Actually, I think that kind of does fit into that.
Yeah, absolutely.
My thing is, like, I really wanted that OG ET.
Yeah.
And you I just, wanted it.
So explain the difference between... I think that is dope.
Yeah.
Was I startled by it?
Yeah.
Do I like... Here's the what I have a problem with. The placement of it.
Yeah, I know, I know.
It's a bad place.
Well, for that. It's just kind of where it's at right now.
I get that.
That's not where it's going to stay.
I'm not shitting on your ET at all, though. I think it's awesome that it's dressed like it is because of what our last conversation with that real specific wrestling stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Big fan.
You're right. That comes full circle.
It's the same. It's the exact same thing.
You're right.
But what was the difference? How many different ones did they make?
They only made two. That's what that was the AB situation.
Do you want this with or without a dress?
No, it was like they first released ET as a replica, and then that was out for like maybe a year, uh-huh. And then they all sold out, and then people were like, "We want the ET, we want the ET," and so they made a second edition of it.
Yeah,
but this time with the dress and also with molded jewelry on his arms.
I like it. So it's not the
so
same.
I went searching for the original one and I couldn't find it.
eBay,
Craigslist, Dad. No one had it.
Dad.com?
Dad.com, yeah. Dad. Can I have $10? So that was the only one I could find. And it was hard to find that.
Mm-hmm.
And only one site that was like some Chinese like crazy, not legit looking site.
Is it real? Is there a way to see if it's real?
There's 100%. There's no way that's not an official NECA ET.
Okay.
And it's not possible. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. So I don't know. There, okay. I mean, maybe there's repros or something, but I don't know.
I hope not.
So I had to buy the one in the dress. Owen loves it. Owen thinks it's Owen thinks this is the better one.
I think it's terrific. The other one was just ET.
Just ET.
Well, that's
I mean this one you can take off the dress.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness.
And the wig and the hat.
Yeah.
And the scarf and the pearl necklace.
Yeah, but not the molded.
But not the molded bracelets and sure. ring.
Yeah.
So
I think it's good. I think you made the right choice.
Yeah.
Because it's also like that's a more acceptable one of the two to have in a house.
You think so? Because at least it's kind of funny.
It's funny, and that was him trying to blend in.
Yeah.
So it's like it's in your house. If it's just ET in your house, that's weird.
Yeah,
that's
I guess you're right.
Unless you have like an ET room or a toy room.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
If you just have a regular... This is my living room. We're very comfortable here as a family.
Can we
and
have
ET and a dress? That's funny.
I just came up with a fun idea.
Okay.
Let me post pictures of my apartment. And then we'll have a little poll or like contest for where you think ET should go. Because I'm having a really hard time figuring out where it should be.
I think it should be in your closet.
I think it should be above the toilet with Macho Man. There's not much room here, man. I'm starting to fill it.
Yeah.
I'm buying more crap. Every weekend I come home with a new picture of Macho Man Randy Savage and an ET in a dress.
This place is littered.
What if you came in
putting the fucking shit on the walls?
I know. So many posters that are just ready to go. What if you came over like next week to do the next episode of the podcast, and there was another ET in a dress.
Hey man, found it. Found another.
On the other side of the house.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I would say, well, that's too many. That's all I would say.
Would you be concerned? Would you? Okay, so let's say I did have two.
You're a pretty weird guy.
Yeah.
I would at least have a conversation with you about it before I would get legitimately weirded.
Do you think initially you'd be like, oh, that's definitely too many of those?
To myself?
Like, you'd make a joke? No, you'd come in and say it out loud.
Yeah.
To me. Yeah, that would be your way of approaching me about it. That would be you. That would be you confronting me. You'd say, well, that's definitely too many of those.
What's that, two ETs?
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah.
But do you think there's a scenario where you leave my house after having a great time recording a great podcast that's on iTunes that you can rate and review right now? Do you think there's a scenario where you're walking home and you really let it sink in that I have two of those? And you question your friend and you get concerned? Or do you think you go to Zoya and you say, oh man, the weirdest freaking thing, I recorded the podcast with Steve, it was great, great podcast, a million listens on the internet, and you can,
for the one episode,
leave a review, a rate and review on iTunes for one episode, the 1 million listens. But man, he's got like two full size ETs in a dress.
I know what she
would say. Worried about my friend.
You would never see her again.
Not a chance. You mean I would never see her again, or she'd never come here again?
Both.
That's grounds for losing her friendship?
Yeah, I'd say so. She would be nice to you if she saw you accidentally. Can I tell you honestly, the most honest answer I could have with this whole situation is if I saw three, I'd be like, no, no.
So you're saying two is acceptable.
If I saw two, I'd be like, oh, he's probably going to sell it or some shit like that. He's not keeping two.
Yeah. Would you ask me?
If you were keeping two or selling it?
Well, would you bring it up a lot? Or would
I would bring it up all the time.
Those would be your internal thoughts.
I would bring it up first all the time, I think. Every time I saw you, instead of saying hi, it would be, what's the deal with the second ET in a dress?
What's an answer that upsets you and concerns you to that question? Would it be something
anything
like...
Anything other than... Would it I be think something like... One.
Anything?
I think so. What
if
the...
I was like... I found another one.
Yeah.
And I think I'm gonna hang on to it and keep it somewhere clean and nice and just store it away.
Are you talking about rock and stocking right now?
I'm gonna rock and stock this ET in a dress.
To sell it later?
I just wanna keep it out of the
comfort?
I wanna keep it out of the elements and stuff. This one will be in the sun, and it might fade, and people are going to be touching it and get the clothes dirty and stuff. I just want a clean, nice one that'll be mine forever.
If you're that into it, I get that.
Okay.
I get it.
And then, so that's that.
Yeah, because it's not unlike what I would do with sneakers.
Sure. Yeah, I get that.
So I get it, 100%.
So there's a third one the next time you
come over. That's too many. You did too much. Is one on eBay right now under your name?
Are you worried?
Because if it's not, I'll start it for you.
Are you concerned?
That's what I do. You know, I walk up to it. I open up the eBay app on my phone. And I start taking pictures of it. And I send you the draft. I said, halfway there.
Is this one good?
Why don't you finish her off? What are we selling this one for? What's the buy it now?
Will there be a discussion, or is it just like... At first, you probably, you know what would happen realistically, I think? I think you'd come through that door, you'd see the third one, and you would laugh. Like, I think we would both share a big laugh together.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, man. You'd be like, what's going on, man? What's the deal?
Are we having this conversation because you're expecting more?
I think he's trying to prepare us because... If that other one, if Plan A were to ever become available...
Oh, shit, he's got me.
Is that what's happening? That's what's happening. You're preparing Owen for...
If plan A becomes available to you, will you buy that one?
100%.
Okay, so there will be two ETs.
I don't think there will be two ETs.
I'll tell you as a friend, as an honest friend, there's not room for two ETs.
Well, here. I'll tell you right now as an honest friend, there will never be two ETs.
Okay, well, if we can continue this conversation as honest friends, there's not room for one ET because yours is on the kitchen counter at eye level.
It's just where it is right
it's
now,
It's just an
Mike.
Honest friend That's conversation.
It's kind of where it is right now because I just, it's where it is. It's good. It's definitely not where it stays.
Do you think? Hold on. Do you think if ET was it came to this apartment, the real ET, that he'd ever be there?
Yeah.
Why
he'd
did
get
Owen
up there.
Put him on
no,
the
he'd
counter?
Get up there. He'd climb up because he's curious. He's curious, man. He wants to get up there.
Is there a time? Does Owen leave before you in the morning?
No. I leave before Owen, mostly.
Have there been times since that ET's been in the house where you've had like an alone moment
with
ET?
ET? Yeah.
Just like staring at
yeah,
it, right?
Uh-huh.
As
yeah.
You in your underwear at this point?
No.
Regular clothes?
Yeah. I'm in my jammies.
You walk by it because you want water and then like
sure.
It catches your
yeah.
eye again.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like,
yeah.
I'm going to stare at it for a couple minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. That's nice.
That's why I got it. Because I want to look at it. This episode is brought to you by NECA, the toy company that made ET.
I thought
just
you were
kidding,
say,
it's not.
Brought to you by looking at things.
The new way to get have fun. I wanna take some photos of spots in my apartment and get a little poll going. See what people think.
Yeah. Recording stopped because limits exceeded. Oh, we exceeded the limits.
We're are the limits exceeded?
We're pushing the limits.
Want to try this one?
No, we're good. We're all right.
Are you sure?
We're fine.
You think you got something you can make into a funny video?
We have something that I can make into a long video.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, the stories have just begun.
Oh, good. Here we go.
So. I'm giving you this opportunity to switch her out if you want.
I'm going to throw caution to the wind.
Okay. What did you say over there, Owen? Huh? You said something a second ago. It was a lot of words. I like that ET, man. I'm real happy about it. I don't know where the fuck to put it.
Not
and
there.
That was a problem when I came to Owen about it. I sat down one night. Owen was exactly where he's sitting right now. And I sat down on the opposite couch and I was like, let me tell you a little story about E.T.
Yeah. Let me justify
and
this.
And I basically did the whole thing I did with you. I was born in 1982, June. A couple days later, E.T. comes out. And so.
Did you feel like you needed to justify it to Owen?
I think I was just coming to Owen with more of a you live here too situation.
Yeah, I get it.
And I think it's important that as roommates we discuss the potential of ET living with us.
And he said, as long as it goes on the kitchen counter.
No, he said, as long as it's at eye level at any time.
You promise. You look me in the eye and you promise.
I want ET to look me in the eyes.
What else you got this week?
Can you think of any situation where I wouldn't have been okay with that?
Well, I think if you weren't okay with it, you would. Oh no, here comes every motorcycle
every
on
night.
Earth.
Every night.
It's every Wednesday.
Is Wednesday motorcycle club night?
It must be.
All
right. Here comes it's Dad's night at Disneyland. It's Kit Dad's Day.
Can you picture any possibility of me not wanting that?
Yes, because I feel like. You know, you could be feeling inside that like. You're a little crowded, and if we add more stuff here, it's going to get a little out of control. So I feel like that might be a concern of yours, and that's why I came to you. I mean, for that and to kind of like maybe talk me out of it, if it was not a good purchase.
You know I don't give a fuck about.
Okay, but hear me out. It's in a dress.
Well, that was like when Owen was like, yeah, fucking get it. Yeah. Owen liked the dress idea because it's like, it's so funny. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's friendlier. Yeah. And, but I told, he was just like, look, man, what the fuck is life for if not to like buy yourself something nice you want around?
Yeah.
Because you're going to fucking die someday, and that's that.
That's a very Zoya thing, too. Zoya's, whenever I'm like, oh, no, this pair of sneakers is getting re-released, she's like, you work really hard, and you deserve to get stuff every once in a while.
Look at that.
I was hanging out with somebody. I'm going to tiptoe down this road.
Okay.
Somebody we know.
Yeah.
And they made me feel bad for a second.
Will Haynes.
No, no, no. No, 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 no. No.
Okay.
Made me feel bad for liking sneakers and sneaker culture.
Wow, and really, really actually made you feel bad?
Not for more than a second.
Wow. But, what did they say?
You know what made me feel bad? I never felt like I wanted to take it back and not like the thing that I like.
Sure.
I felt bad because I was like, oh, I'm getting judged by a friend.
Oh, so you, yeah. So nothing someone will could say would convince you of useless hobby.
Because that's fucking my thing. When I'm alone, I still have my hobby.
Yeah.
You know?
And it doesn't bother anybody.
No. That's why, dude, I'm still a wrestling fan after fucking 30
years.
That's
true.
After 30 years. And
you should be in hiding.
Yeah,
you should not say you're a wrestling fan.
A lot of people do that.
Okay. What did they say to you? I want to know.
I specifically like Jordan and Nikes very much.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, they got you, huh? Like, I was just like falling for this shit.
Yeah, like you're an idiot.
Like,
you're
I'm
dumb.
Just like a simple minded, like, yeah. Oh, the swoosh got
they
you.
They got
huh?
you.
Yeah. And I was like, ah. I before you said that, I had more respect for you as a friend. And now, not so much.
Could it have been a misspoken thing, or it was deliberate?
No, I'm sure it wasn't intentional the way it was. It was more something like, you know how when they say intent doesn't matter all the time? It was like that. Like, I knew what that meant, you know?
Hmm.
Because that's not giving
someone...
What
if it's not what they meant,
That's
though?
Not giving... That's okay.
You still took it in a
way
that...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I absolutely took it like that. It's not giving the person you say that to much credit.
You're right.
Whether you know it or not.
You're right. But I feel like I'm not a smart person all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or ever, really.
Yeah.
But I feel like I might accidentally say something like that and not
it. Was
mean
you. Oh, they got you, huh? I'm Steve, and I hate it.
Well, I remember not saying it out loud, though.
Magic Jordan got you, huh?
Magic Jordan?
No, it wasn't you.
I feel like I could very easily say that and not mean it.
Yeah.
Like, I was at Comic-Con with a close friend, and we were walking around the convention center, and this friend was like, I really want to buy this exclusive. And then they went over and like waited in line for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then found out that they were gone. They were sold out.
Oh no.
And at Comic-Con that happens. The exclusives sell out really quick. And he came over. Well, there you go. He came over to me and was like, oh man, the exclusives are sold out. I really wanted to get it.
That sucks, man.
And I was like, I'm sorry, that sucks. Is it not going to be sold again? Will it pop out later? Because sometimes exclusives will pop up again online and you can have a second chance to buy them.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, they'll be online like probably in a week or something. And I was like, oh, well, just get it then. Like, don't worry about it. Like, you know, get it then.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah. And then later on, I found out that he was so upset about that. About me saying, oh, well, just get it then. Because it was like apparently discrediting the feeling of wanting it then.
I get that, but that's, to me, a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
You know, I know you, and you're just trying to make your friend
I
happy.
Was totally just trying to be nice.
Yeah, that's different than the sneaker thing.
Oh, shit, you lost right now. Here's a win. You could get it next week.
Yeah.
Like, here's me trying to help.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, maybe we didn't know each other well enough, and that was like...
Yeah, I don't like that.
But I felt really bad about it, because I was like, really? I didn't mean it in a bad way.
Yeah.
You know what I can't wait for?
What?
For us to be done with the podcast, so that I can find out who said... the shoe thing to you, and then you're gonna find out who was mad about the exclusives.
Same person.
The same person.
Can you imagine?
Will Haynes.
Oh, William Haynes.
I'm sorry, can I say this about Will?
Will's busting his hump.
Dude,
work.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of shit.
Yeah, he's never stops.
No.
He's a very, very hard working boy.
Yeah, he is.
It's like very admirable.
Yeah.
And I'm jealous.
Why?
Because I want that kind of work ethic.
You want to work? Everyone wants to work with you.
I know. But I need to, like, I have so many things.
But you don't care.
I want to do. I don't care at all.
Right.
I have so many things that I want to do, like my own projects that I want to do really bad, and I don't have that fucking,
Yeah.
I just need that,
That's why we're filming this right now, so we can get a TV show that's this.
There
Imagine
it is.
Imagine that being the thing.
Dude, it would be so fun to have a set with you that is our set, and we're doing this show.
They keep begging us to have guests on.
Yeah.
They keep saying no.
And then we do it every once in a while, and it's only Elliot.
Elliot dressed as whoever they want us
Elliot
to
in
have
a
on.
Dress with E.T. in a dress. And, yeah, and then we, like, maybe we, some of the stuff we talk about, we shoot reenactments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the old lady encounters would be some fun reenactments.
I'd like that a lot.
Yeah.
I like how the pilot episode is us pitching the show.
Yeah. That's unique, isn't it?
No, that's Seinfeld.
Whoops. Well, it happened in Seinfeld, you're right. But is that the way Seinfeld got made?
Was it? Do you know that, Owen? Was that the first episode of Seinfeld? Was them saying it's a show about nothing?
They made a show within the show.
Right.
That was basically Seinfeld. But that was later on, and that's when the show
later on. You're right.
Nothing came from.
Right. I'd like to rewatch that whole shit again.
Oh, it's nice. So good.
Yeah.
I want to rewatch it just for Newman and Kramer.
Yeah. Sure.
They're such a wacky bunch of boys. Julie Louis-Dreyfus is great. She's so good.
I still don't understand her hair, how her hair was.
Yeah, in the old show.
Yeah.
Yeah, her hair is like impossibly strange.
I don't get how you make that. I'll have Zoe explain this to me.
I'd like to know too.
I would love to know exactly
to know.
How that works.
Let's have Zoya on as a guest. And we'll
let's
ask
have
her.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Okay.
And be like.
So let's get Zoya to play Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a bunch. Okay. Never mind. You like that? Maybe they won't notice.
All right. So I got a lot to talk about.
Oh, good.
We just started.
Good.
I'm glad we got the E.T. thing out of the way, though, because it really was the E.T. in a dress in the room.
It's a good warm-up. Let's address the E.T. in a dress in the room.
Can we change the elephant in the room to the E.T. in a dress in the room?
I don't see any reason why not. We shouldn't do that.
I like saying to people that one of my favorite Steven Spielberg's movie is Extraterrestrial. Okay.
There's other things
I like
you want to talk about.
I like doing that.
Okay.
Did you ever see Extraterrestrial?
What's the one you remember?
Extraterrestrial. I mean, to think about it. That's what the movie's called.
Yeah, you're right.
The 1982 film.
Extraterrestrial.
The Extraterrestrial.
Yeah. Great.
Can you call something the extraterrestrial? Because I think something is extraterrestrial, right?
I don't know.
But you can't. What's the verbiage there? Is that like a noun or a verb? It's a noun. Extraterrestrial. They're using it like a noun. The movie's called The Extraterrestrial.
Are there just regular terrestrials? Like the
yes.
Not overly abundant terrestrials.
Yeah. Like, I can't call.
That's us.
Oh, we're terrestrials.
We're terrestrials.
Extra means away from here.
more terrestrials.
But you can't just like aliens like take are every, more terrestrial. Let's take E.T., a clip of E.T. where they say his name 17 times and change it to extraterrestrial. Extraterrestrial! Why are you leaving? Extraterrestrial phone home! It's terrifying. It also doesn't work.
It also makes the movie about an hour and a half longer.
Dude. But you know what I'm saying?
It's a like, 4-hour
apart
movie.
From it sounding ridiculous,
yeah.
You can't call someone, you can't call a living thing the extraterrestrial.
Okay.
Like,
why?
Because I can't say, like, dude, my buddy James, the terrestrial, he came over the other day.
What if there's
dude,
only...
Dude, the terrestrial was here.
But there's only one on the whole planet that decided to visit, so he was representing all of the extraterrestrials.
So... him extraterrestrial.
If you landed on
they're
his
saying
planet,
his name
you would
is,
be HB. That's human being.
I think I'd be TE.
You'd be TT. You'd be their ET.
I'd be TT. The terrestrial.
The terrestrial.
That's what I'm saying. The terrestrial. Like, you can't call someone the terrestrial. Like, this is dude. The, we this is my movie. Friend. His name is the terrestrial. Like, that's what they're doing with E.T. They're saying, here's my friend, extraterrestrial. Mom, here, this is my friend Jamie. Here's extraterrestrial. Extraterrestrial, meet Mom. You can't do it. You can't name someone. You can't name a living thing extraterrestrial.
Oh God.
When did they call him ET for the first time?
That's a great question.
I think
someone's got a job to do. I want to see a tweet with
have
the video file.
Have these questions never been asked, ever?
I don't think so. Did I just write my stand-up routine?
It's definitely probably in the movie. We just can't remember.
When he first calls him E.T.?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I swear Elliot does it.
Maybe, but, like, under what circumstances?
You know, I can't recall.
Under the best circumstances.
Like, he's an extraterrestrial. I'll call him E.T.
Oh, yeah, maybe that is a lion.
Is it?
Maybe. We're going down that rabbit hole? Because now I got to.
So what if there was a movie called T.T., The Terrestrial, and it's the same thing shot for shot as E.T., but just with a dude?
But it's like an alien world, and no, it's just a dude?
Yeah, it's an alien world.
And there's a dude in it.
And everyone else is E.T.'s, except for one person who is like T.J. Miller.
You know what's interesting, though? He would have to be someone smart. Because E.T. was smart enough to build... I'm sorry, extraterrestrial was
You're
smart
T.J.
enough.
T.J. Miller's not smart?
Well, extraterrestrial built...
E.T.J.
A
Miller.
Machine to call...
Call home.
They should cast E. Tommy Lee Jones.
E. Tom Hanks.
Or you know what? Switch it up. E. Tilda Swinton. Why can't extraterrestrial be a woman? Why can't extraterrestrial be a woman?
Absolutely.
I like that idea, Mike. A movie about an E.T. reversed.
Yeah.
It's called The Terrestrial. T.E. or T.T.
T.T.
T.T. The Terrestrial. That director. And I want them to call him TT the whole movie.
Yeah. And it's Mr. T. Mr. T plays him.
I don't think I'm going to be able to find when they first said E.T.
I don't even know what you type in Google. I know.
Can I tell you what I typed in and you tell me if that makes sense?
Okay.
It says, when they first said E.T.
When they first said E.T. question mark.
When they first said E.T.?
That's like, when they first said E.T.
Hold on, let's see if Siri knows. Hey Siri,
give me a minute.
When was the first time they said E.T. in E.T. the Extraterrestrial?
I'm not sure I understand.
She doesn't know, man.
When was the first use of the name E.T. in the movie E.T.?
Okay. Give me a moment. Okay, I found this on the web for when was the first use of the name E.T. in the movie E.T.
What do we got?
Yeah, it's not gonna... I mean, it just brings up the Wikipedia.
Edit point?
Well. So, Mike, I don't know if you know this. Well, you do know this, but we haven't really talked about it. Something terrible happened last week in my home.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
And I've been wanting to talk to you about this.
Okay.
Last Wednesday.
There was a woman screaming without making any sound.
Not one sound
right.
came and out of her screaming
half of her
mouth.
Was sticking out of a wall.
It was Wednesday evening. It was 3:30 in the morning. Or was it 2:30? It was one of those. 2:30. It was 2:30 in the morning. Okay. 2:30 a.m. And I woke up and I heard the sound of what sounded like water trickling out of the shower head into the tub. And that's happened to you before, right? Sometimes you'll hear a little spurt.
Yeah, yeah.
It just happens.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
No, it's normal.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like not worried about it. Then more of it happened. And I was like, that sounds like someone's like turning on the shower.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's 2:30 in the morning.
It was like full blast?
It sounded for a moment like it was like, at first it sounded like dripples. Then it sounded like a lot. And then more just dripples.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I'm fucking terrified. Like, I was fucking terrified. Like, really scared. Yeah. Genuinely not jokey scared.
Yeah, yeah. In your room.
In my room.
Under the covers.
Under the covers.
Yeah.
Pure darkness.
Yeah.
Lots of sounds coming from the closed bathroom door.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking really legit terrified. Mm-hmm. I open up the fucking door and I turn on the light right away. And I expect to see some fucking terrifying thing.
Yeah.
And instead, there's nothing.
Huh.
But I can still hear the trickling sounds. And so I look in the fucking shower, and my tub is just covered with tiny shards of glass. And it's because the fucking shower door exploded for no reason while I was sleeping. It okay. exploded.
Let's,
And by the pictures, which I posted on Snapchat, by the way,
so
they were like, it looks like maybe a human shape.
What?
Yeah. The glass.
Okay.
It looks like a human shape.
Like a older.
Like a human blasted through.
Are there like arms? That's so weird, man. That's so weird. It looks like a giant rooster did it.
Or Groot.
Yeah.
From Guardians of the Galaxy.
Or Groot. Or an old woman.
Or E.T. in a dress. I'm sorry. Or extraterrestrial in a dress.
Or the terrestrial.
It looks like maybe the terrestrial.
Why do you think this happened, man? Was it a temperature thing? Is it a building shifting thing?
Well, after being terrified for too long.
I called the cops.
Dude, I was like losing my shit. Yeah. I like was losing my mind at an early hour after having like maybe about 3 to 4 solid hours of sleep.
That's not good. That's not good.
Like, and so it was like panic. I was like panicking.
Yeah, panicking Skywalker over
panicking
here.
Panicking Skywalker.
Yeah.
Panic at the disco, baby.
The International House of Pancake.
Pan Am up in that bitch. Pancake.
Panic Mayonnaise.
I was Pandora's box that night. I was Peter Pan.
Peter Panikin.
I was Peter Panikin Skywalker. Dude, you fucking been to the club? Fucking Peter Panikin Skywalker is the shit. Dude, he does this fucking thing where he literally just goes
just the dude and a mic and a bunch of lights. So
this
you are terrified.
Peter Panikin Skywalker.
Terrified.
It needs to be a PSN name.
It's good.
It needs to be like an email address.
Can I give you another?
What if my email address was Peter Panikin Skywalker? Change it.
I think it's time.
I think I need to change it.
Think of all the storage that you haven't used yet.
Peter Panikin Skywalker.
Can I tell you my new, me and my friend Billy made up a new DJ name. It's Kimmy Scribbler.
That's really good. That's good, man.
So now I just got to learn to DJ.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was losing my shit. I was, like, really not okay.
Yeah.
I was like, what do I fucking do? So I came out here disoriented. I also didn't have dinner. So I was, like, feeling, like, sick and hungry. Like, I was feeling hungry before I went to bed. And I was like, it's too fucking late to eat anything.
Yeah.
So I fucking wake up and my stomach's eating itself. And I'm fucking scared. I come out here and I grab a fucking garbage bag because I'm going to go in there and start pulling down what's left of the broken glass, because otherwise
with what?
I mean, I guess with my bare hand. Like I tried it with my bare hand at first.
Bad decision.
But I was being very careful. I was being very, very careful.
That doesn't matter. You see how that doesn't matter.
I was kind of testing for how easily it was gonna fall off, and I was like,
how easily you could be sent to the hospital. Very easily.
Listen, I was being careful. It might have been a little dumb, but I was scared and I didn't know what to do, and I was being as careful as I possibly could.
Okay. Where's Owen during all this?
Asleep.
Dead asleep.
Dreaming about the first cigarette he's gonna have in the morning.
Christmas morning.
Owen, do you see when you're like, is your Oasis like a giant cigarette? Like in cartoons, you know how like the fat dog sees
the other dog
turn into a chicken
Everything
leg?
Everything turns into a half smoked cigarette.
Just like
imagine Owen on like a deserted island, but it zooms out and it's a giant cigarette. With a palm tree sticking out of it. It's the filter part.
He was like having his cigarette dreams.
Yeah.
His nightly cigarette dreams.
Sure.
And the next day when we talked about it, he was like, you could have woken me up and we could have like, you know, but I was like, what were you going to do? You know, like, and honestly, had I gotten Owen up, there's really nothing he could have done. He could have freaked out about it with me for a moment,
yeah,
and then it would take him forever to go back to sleep too. So why did I want to do that to him?
Yeah.
But I was like thinking, who the fuck can I talk? I need someone. Like I need Bree, or I need someone to be like, I'm fucking scared right now and I'm not doing okay.
Do you know where the old lady lives?
Oh man.
Go and knock on that door.
You should have asked her if she'll hold me for a second.
Hey, listen, I'm real freaked out. I didn't know who else to turn to.
Yeah, I'm terrified right now. I wanted to come to the least scary person here for some comfort.
Turns out they were asleep.
How are you doing? But you're up and it's almost the witching hour. So what does that mean? And what's I'm gonna head cooking back to in my that? That's a big black pot.
That's a cauldron. Is that a cauldron?
Whoa, is that like an old kettle? What are you doing with that in there? You get a
3-foot wooden spoon.
That's a lot of hay down there. Does that help soak up water? Or it's hard to see with all the smoke in your apartment. Is there? Looks like there's some children running around in there too.
You got any dancing around the cauldron?
I wanted to call somebody, but it was way too late, and I had nothing. Like, what were they gonna do? Was nothing. My final thought.
Nothing.
So I tried to like pick up bigger pieces and stuff them into the garbage bag, and then I was just like, I'm gonna be doing this all night.
Yeah.
There's so much fucking glass. I'm gonna be doing this all night, and I can't just like get the fucking broom and start sweeping up fucking loud ass. Like fucking amplified glass in my fucking bathroom with the tile and the great. I sound great when I sing in the shower sound.
Uh-huh.
But with glass. So I was like, I have to fucking go to bed. And so I fucking turn off the light and close the door. And I'm hearing the fucking all night, dude. All night. The trickling glass sound.
Is it in your room? Mm-hmm. The bathroom?
Mm-hmm. All night long.
That's
little pieces of glass hitting glass all fucking the rest of the night. And I'm laying there and I'm trying to go to sleep after, and I'm thinking it's the fucking old lady cursing me.
Yeah.
It's a ghost. It's this, it's that. Like, I fucking posted a Snapchat of it, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And all my responses are like, get out of the house now and you're definitely haunted. Shit like that.
Listen, I've only seen this once before, and the only thing that could drive it out of there is an ET in a dress.
An extraterrestrial.
One extraterrestrial, one dress.
If you have an extraterrestrial nearby,
that should do it.
Call extraterrestrial. He'll come and help you. So,
do you have his number? What's his name? Look under T.
You're talking about extraterrestrial? Hey, it's... you guys gotta like give him a shorter one. What are you talking about? His name is extraterrestrial. Is that his first and last name? This here's extra. Yes, terrestrial? Extra? Are you here?
Gym class. Terrestrial. Extra.
Jesus, so stupid. So I'm like, yeah, dude, and I'm getting messages from Snapchat of people going like, it's the ghost for sure.
I'm getting messages from the other side all night. I'm
getting
night.
It from her dimension.
Messages drug me into her dimension.
So then she throws me into her dimension. Dude, I was like looking. So like, I've got this big sliding glass mirror near my bed.
Yeah.
And all I could think of was like, I'm going to look at my reflection in the mirror for a second.
Yeah.
And it's going to like start to shatter where my face is.
Yeah.
And just spider out all over the glass.
So it looks like you're screaming, but you're not.
And then I'm going to like move my head away because I'm terrified to like a clean part of the glass.
Yeah.
And the cracks are going to start there too.
Yeah.
And I feel like everywhere I move against the mirror, my face is cracking in the glass. And then as the pieces fall away, there's a fucking terrifying face behind it. Like, this is what I'm thinking in my bed.
Okay.
Like, trying to go to sleep. And then I turn around the other way to not see a mirror. And then I think something's going to grab my shoulders or something. Like, I'm just in a bad place.
Do you still think all those things?
No. Like, and in fact, had I not been as tired as I was, I probably would not have slept.
Yeah.
But I was so tired that I just fucking... knocked out.
Yeah.
So I went to sleep finally after like an hour of being terrified. And then I had a terrible next day because I was tired and freaked out.
Yeah.
And that's that. The fucking, so I did research, and it turns out that this happens all the time. it like pressure or temperature change, mm-hmm. which is kind of a design flaw, right?
If you, well, those are old as fuck. Those like sliding glass. Like,
yeah, but apparently it happens anymore? All the time.
Well, that sucks.
I don't know. Not but good. I got it repaired.
We have a curtain.
And yeah, I wish I did have a curtain, to be honest with you.
Can you put one up?
The glass will still be there. They fixed it. Landlord fixed it. It was very nice.
Cool.
So, done. But I was terrified, and it sucked.
What about the spirits? Are they still here?
Well, I've got something to say about the spirits, if I'm being quite honest with you.
Got a message from her dimension. Followed me home. Drug me into
her dimension. We have some new information.
Cloverfield?
We have some new information. There's been an update to the ARG.
All right, let's open up the laptop.
Dude, what if the old woman here is literally just an ARG that Paramount is doing with me for the next Cloverfield movie?
Let me in!
Dude, how fucking crazy would that be? I mean, it's not happening.
That's too much.
But how fun? Think how fun would that
they
be?
They would have to pay this old lady to do all this to hang
and
out.
This entire podcast would be like an ARG for the next Cloverfield
pawns.
Movie. That'd be so cool, man. Because then I wouldn't have to worry about the scary woman, the real threatening scary woman.
What's the new?
We got some news. We've got some intel in the building. Owen made a new friend here in the building, a smoking buddy.
Okay. Like a really hot guy?
A smoking buddy. Someone else who dreams of the first cigarette of the day.
Somebody to be on that island with.
And she's lived here for quite a while.
Yeah.
And she has given us some new information about
the
woman.
I need it. I want it.
It turns out that she... So, like, our new friend, she was throwing away some recyclables.
That's not what you do with recyclables.
Down in the garbage area. She's putting the recyclables in the recycle bin.
Sure.
And then she was, like, leaving. And then the old woman, terrifying one, just in case you weren't sure which one I was talking about, she walks into the area. She walks into the area and removes all of the recyclables from the recycling bin. And throws them into the normal trash.
That seems counterproductive.
Our new friend says, oh, no, those are recyclables. Those go in the recycling bin. And apparently the old woman exclaimed something like, it costs money. Right, Owen?
She said we don't pay for recycling.
We don't pay for recycling. What do you want me to do here?
You could try to hit record again. It went to sleep. There you go. Hit record.
Memory card full.
Okay, we'll shut him down.
Make
this be the funniest thing for sure.
I don't think it gets any better than extraterrestrial.
No, I don't think so. Hocus terrestrial.
Hocus mucus. Extraterrestrial 2. Hocus mucus.
Extra
mucus
pocus. Pocus.
The Pocus Tournament.
The Pocus.
Bill and Ted's Pocus Journey. Extraterrestrial's Pocus Journey. Dude, did I just top Mucus Pocus? That's totally part three. Part three is Extraterrestrial's Pocus Journey. Oh, that's shit.
Oh, that's terrific.
Okay, so. She says we don't pay for that. What did she say, Owen?
We don't pay for recycling.
We don't pay for recycling.
Okay.
And our new friend is like, what are you talking about? And she was like, wasn't having it and was just yelling about it. And that's that. So she contacted the people that run this building.
Uh-huh.
And she said, this woman is taking the recyclables out of the recycling bin and throwing them into the garbage, and they were like, yeah, we know. There's really nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
She just keeps doing it, and we don't know what to do.
Huh.
So, like, now we've got a problem, Mike. Now we've got a problem. Because what's happening is now she's messing with the one thing that makes me feel like I'm helping the earth.
Recycling.
Which is fucking recycling.
Yeah, it's not the driving one, the Fiat.
The one direct thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it makes me feel good to put recyclables into the recycling bin. And I go like, I'm doing my part, baby. I'm closing the loop.
So this means you personally have to confront her.
Dude, say, I honestly, man, I've got great reasons already.
Do you think they're going to register with somebody like her?
I think we're going to have to get creative.
How good do you
reasons? I think we're going to have to take matters into our own hands.
You're going to have to act like an old crazy guy. You got to dress up like an old crazy guy.
You're saying I got to put the corpse smell on me and the rags to walk amongst the zombies?
Dress like George R.R. Martin. Like you do, like I've seen you do, and talk to her like that. I think it's a good plan.
I don't think that's a good plan. I think it's a great plan. I think, honestly,
that might be the only thing that would work.
Hold on a second. You guys need to calm down for a second here, all right? You guys are starting to throw the first stone. I think before we even try the Trojan horse approach, we get a little bit more creative, baby.
Sounds like you got something in mind.
Yeah, baby, I got something cooking. We got a real pressure cooker going on up here.
Crock pot?
We got a crock pot. I'm thinking we ask the building people to lock up the recycling bins and place them above the chute that the trash goes down into so that we can automatically get all of our recyclables into the recycling bins via the chute. What? Then that way no one has access to the recycling bins, including her.
There's two chutes?
No, there's one chute. But I say we all make the sacrifice in the building that the only things that go down the chutes are recyclables.
No. No, no.
You don't think that's a good solution?
No, because how many people use the chute for garbage?
Look, everyone? All you gotta do is take your normal garbage down to the dumpster.
Do you know how shitty that is when there's a chute?
Yeah, I mean, look, what else do we do, man?
Talk to the one woman creating the problem.
Wait.
Hold on, I'm not even close to being done. Instead of telling everyone in the building to not use the garbage chute the way they've been used since the day they were constructed.
The way God intended?
God.
Listen,
heard of them?
Listen, I don't know if you've ever tried to speak to an insane person, let alone logically try to get an idea through their crazy heads, but it doesn't work!
We're going to find out why she's here.
Listen, man,
she is.
I've tried communicating with her. I've tried. I have tried to be a civil human being and made casual conversation with her, and she either screams at me or it completely ignores me.
So now the logical thing to do is to go around the building, correct me if I'm wrong, and tell everyone in the building not to use the trash chute like they've been using it since day one that they moved in here.
I think if they care about the environment, then maybe it's a small sacrifice to make until the woman dies. Which should be soon, because I hear witches only live 2,000 years. And I paid a lot of money to find out how old she is.
I had to collect a lot of feathers for that woman.
I had to climb a big hill to get the answers I needed.
If she's been alive for 2,000 years, she knows something about recycling that we don't.
That it's not as big of a deal as we
not
think it is?
Not as big of a deal.
Listen, man, I'm sorry if I care about the environment. I really am.
Not enough to reason with an old woman.
What do you got? How do you, like, you really think you can reason with that? You really think I'd be able to have a logical discussion with her?
I guess I just don't understand your plan more than anything, I guess.
What would be your plan then?
Talk to the woman.
You really, dude, you believe that would work?
So if there's somebody in your building doing something illegal.
Yeah.
What happens?
I don't think that's somebody illegal. Steals. Is that illegal? I think
it's not right.
It's not illegal.
Going through the trash?
I don't think it's illegal.
I don't think you could just go through the trash. I think there's something in place.
I think that our friend who lives here already tried to reason with her by saying, you're wrong about paying for the recycling. Right, Owen?
Yeah, we wouldn't have the bin.
What's that?
We wouldn't have the bin.
Right, well, yeah. I mean, first of all, Mike, doesn't it make sense from a logical perspective?
Why did you say Mike like that just now?
Because I feel like you're out of your mind thinking you're going to be able to talk to this woman.
I think that's the only... If there's one person doing something wrong in a building, you don't ask the rest of the building...
But listen...
To change.
Honestly, both you guys are like way wrong.
Go on.
Everything you guys are saying right now is not going to work.
Because she doesn't really exist?
Because you can't talk to a ghost? Is it because you can't understand the witch's tongue?
You're going to... It's because we don't speak in past times.
You can't listen to a witch's tongue without a little bit of mercury in your home. You've got to rub a ring of mercury.
Everybody knows
around
that.
Your ears, then you can hear the witch's tongue. Or as they like to call it, the witch's tongue.
It's because we didn't spin three times on the eve of the witch's night so we could hear the witch's tongue.
I'm sorry. I didn't take Thursday classes to ignore the rules of witchery.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't let pig's blood drip slowly into the rabbit's mouth, and now I can't hear witch's tongue.
I'm sorry. The autumn solstice is important to me. Okay? I didn't kill my first dog for nothing.
I've never stared directly into Tuesday's sun.
Tuesday's Sun is my favorite James Taylor song.
Just yesterday morning.
You circled your ear in mercury.
Down, down, down.
What do you think we need to do, Owen?
Yeah, you can't just tell us that we're dead wrong and then just be like, yep, that was the end
Back
of what
to
I had
Tetris.
To say.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you trying to, what? Get everyone to use the garbage?
Yeah.
That makes even less sense.
Or how about this? Just lock up the recycling and give the not crazy people the key.
I see what you're trying to say, but people are just going to totally make the force of habit. Keep throwing their trash in a fucking chute.
Yeah, because it's a trash chute.
All right, then what's your fucking solution? They would have to be told. What do you think infrastructure? Well, come up with a better idea.
If there's one person.
I honestly think mine's the most like possible one.
I'm going to disagree
possible.
Again. I'm going to disagree twice.
I think they're equally implausible.
I think either everyone together figures out a way to get the recycling figured out as a building is better than trying to reason with an insane person.
Explain to me how you get to the recycling. What is that situation?
So down in the parking garage, there's a section near the stairwell that is like a big garage or garbage area. It's got a big dumpster in there, and then it's got like two recycling bins.
And people need to get there. That's where you go to throw away your recycling.
You can use the chute. Yeah, to throw away your recycling, everyone has to go down there. So everyone already has to go down there.
Has to go down there.
That's why I'm saying, like, if you're going to go down there anyway, why not just get used to throwing your trash away down there, and the chute is just for recyclables?
I'm telling you, as a person in a building with a chute, if I had to go... If I had to bring my garbage down to the garage, I would only have garbage.
Listen, man, I think the only other plausible option.
How about a sign?
Because Owen has nothing and you've got unreasonable logic. You can't talk to this woman.
Okay, I got it. A sign that says don't touch.
But it has to be written in Sanskrit so the witch can understand.
It's written in the blood of the owl.
Winter's owl. With the auburn hair.
It was penned with a desert quill.
It's
one of the first Winter's Owl.
It's written in chapter 12 of the Obsidian Moon. Every boy warlock knows that.
That settles it.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. That was our history road.
Good, man.
I honestly think, because Owen can't think of a fucking, you can't even think of one thing. You can't even think of one solution, Owen. I'm ashamed.
Fuck you, Owen.
Here's my solution. You ready? Here's solution two. I've already come up with two.
Does it rhyme with sign?
Solution two is we fucking make a big case out of it. We fucking call the city.
Chief
and we contact
police?
Maybe we even contact health services.
Can I tell you who would
the
care
city health services
less about this situation than your landlords is the city. The city of Los Angeles, California.
I don't know. I mean, recycling is fucking important, man.
So why don't you drive your shit down to the recycling center?
My own recycling?
Yeah, that's
because
the next.
We have something established in the building for us to deposit recyclables.
Yeah, but you got yourself a filter. And
but
she's
just
2,000 years old.
I'm all for the whole building getting together to figure out something together.
No, that's never going to happen.
Which is never going to happen. So we're going to have to fucking contact some kind of Los Angeles health services people and say we have a person who screams at cars and is fucking terrifying and just scares everyone and is also...
She's outside your door crying right now.
Listen, I hope she hears this because now my other shower door is going to break tonight. But I honestly think... I think what she's doing could be seen as
cursing.
It could be seen as vexing in our own archdiocese. This is further than I've ever seen a coven out of their respective zone. They're out of their designated areas. They have to stay behind the burning ring. And here they are breaking through the cracks. I think this might be a city issue. I really do think it is.
I don't think so.
Because if all of our recycling is going into one thing with the rest of the garbage, that's not helping the city.
No, it's not.
That's not helping anybody. It's a problem.
No, your one apartment building is now taking down the environment.
Listen, man, if you're going to mess with my
Sounds like a case for E.T. in a dress.
If you're going to mess with my selfish reasons... For feeling like I'm helping the earth, then we got a real problem here.
Okay.
I can't leave it, Mike. I have to do something about it.
Everything you're talking about is not talking to the lady.
Can I tell you,
you're
man?
You're doing everything.
Because I'm
you're
telling
doing...
you, you're insane. If you think talking to this woman will do anything.
Sign, white sign, red letters, do not touch. Penalty.
White sign, red letters, the symbol for the equinox. She'll get it.
Three stars, one moon. And if that doesn't deliver the message,
you might have to draw Jupiter's tail. I'm sorry I said it.
One sign, one can of stardust. Two chickens. A pot. 12,000 gallons of water.
A shaved down onyx stone.
The breath of a phoenix. One full night.
Stacked obsidian.
I hope you're writing this down. This is all we need.
It was in front of me the whole time.
You want to fix this problem?
I missed the stacked obsidian. It was right in front of me. I made a small boy's mistake. Dude, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Like, I told Bree about this. I told Bree that I gave her my locked up.
And she said, yeah, you should definitely change it to the recycling
I gave her my locked up idea.
Yeah.
And she said, she's going to find a way down the chute. She's going to slide.
Stuck in the chute.
She's going to slide down the chute. Form like a scary garbage. Santa Claus. And she's...
Maybe.
Yeah. Grinch.
She's addicted to that garbage.
She's always messing with the garbage. And listen, Mike, I think I have reason to believe that she's collecting other recyclables and trash from around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And also bringing those to our garbage where they should be recycled.
I've seen her take stuff off the street and yell at it.
Not only that, Owen witnessed.
Which one was?
Owen witnessed her kicking garbage into the gutter. Dude, this woman is destructive.
Maybe what would you do?
You can't kick trash into the gutter, man.
Do you know anyone in the neighborhood? I'm gonna say, have you seen a group of children, multicultural children? Each of them have a ring.
Are you talking about Saturn's boys?
No, one is heart. One is Earth.
You're talking about the Captain Planet boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It sounds like a job for their camp counselor, whoever hangs out with them when they all hang out.
Captain Planet.
Yeah. Doesn't she sound like a Captain Planet villain at this point?
Yeah, she basically is a Captain Planet villain.
So do you know a red-haired kid that has fire on his ring?
Listen, I'm telling you, Mike, you can laugh all you want about this.
I will, forever.
But I'm going to tell you, man, this is getting serious.
Yes,
this is no longer funny anymore.
What would you do if you woke up this morning
and my room was covered with recyclables? There was just aluminum cans everywhere.
Yeah, like a foot of it. And then you start.
What if I woke up and I could hear like aluminum cans, like kind of rustling?
Yeah.
And it's like her made out of aluminum cans. You and she's like, finally, I have all the cans I need.
What'd you do if you heard some rustling in the living room and you woke up and she was ballroom dancing with E.T. and his breath?
You're talking about extraterrestrial? Something's got to be done, Mike. I'm sorry, man.
Terrestrial.
Something must be done.
Let's get out of here, man.
All right, let's do a quick history road.
Okay.
Let's
not do music.
Let's not do music.
Because I feel bad for everyone who lives in your building. I feel like they won't join you on the garbage chute idea just because they hate you so much.
I do think we must band together.
Yeah.
I think your guys is like dress up like a crazy person and try talking to our situation.
I like that a lot.
We'll only make a fun story. I won't get any progress out of it.
That's it. You know, you think about it when you say it like that, it's okay.
What happens, though? What happens if you are also a crazy person and you attempt to communicate with another crazy person?
I don't know. That's what makes the world go around.
I think maybe they cancel each other out.
It's just one normal conversation.
I think it turns into a normal conversation.
I'd love to see it.
There's eggs! Eggs everywhere! Eggs! No, you there's! I'm the guy! How are the kids? Your kids all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, cool, yeah.
He's grown up.
I've seen
so
him
fast.
Grown up. I see him driving down Sepulveda pretty quick.
So big.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
I don't know whose car that is.
I don't know whose car it is either. I hope they're not stealing any.
They're stealing cars.
All right, well, have a good one, Rick.
It's way hard.
Too many dogs! Too many dogs! There's seven dogs!
I'm never gonna pay for this!
I've seen seven dogs! This one comes from Chris Erth, and it says, History Road, shout out slash condolences. Hi, guys. So I posted an email with a history road as well as some fun facts and stuff about Scottish culture. I'm writing this email because my high school headmaster, Mr. Anthony Rooney, passed away this morning due to brain cancer.
Oh.
He was in his late 50s with a wife and children and was such an amazing teacher. While I didn't have the honor to know him that well, he still took an interest in me, the classes I take, and what I wanted to do in the future, as well as taking an interest in my musical skills and achievements. He was an inspiration to so many at my school, and no one gave him the level of appreciation that he deserved whilst he was at our school. It would mean so much to me, as well as my friends and entire school, if you could just give this a nice shout out and just let the audience know that today we lost another hero to cancer. I would make a Facebook post or something about it, but you guys and your podcast mean so much to me that I saw this as a better outlet for me to express how I feel during this tragic time. Even just reading this means a great deal to me, and I'm sorry for bumming you guys out. As I've mentioned before, I'm a huge fan of the podcast, always brightens my day, and I appreciate everything that you guys do. Thank you, Chris Aerth. Wow.
I'm not bummed out at all.
I'm not bummed out either. I think this is a great tribute to someone who sounds like an awesome dude.
Yeah.
Teachers, I always have the absolute utmost respect for because they're doing something that must be impossible. Mm-hmm. We complain about so many things in our lives and our jobs. School especially. And can you even imagine what a teacher goes through? Like, those jobs are not even really worth that much money. Like, you're not making that much money,
mm-hmm.
but you're like sacrificing your time,
yeah,
to like potentially mold the future. Minds. Yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing job,
and
so.
To be a good one, I remember, yeah. You know, my good ones for sure.
Me too, man. Forever. I'll always remember my good ones.
Yeah,
and the ones that inspired me, I'll never forget them. That's yeah. so important. Can you imagine? That must be really the ultimate reward of being a teacher, is just knowing that if you were a good one, you'll be remembered.
Yeah,
and it sounds like this guy was a real good one, Mr. Anthony Rooney. Rest in peace, sir. I'm really sorry that happened. Cancer is it's a bad time. Something's got to be done about this cancer thing, guys. I really think so. It's terrible.
About time somebody said it.
It's about time someone said it. Yeah. You're right. Chris, I'm sorry. You guys are going through some hard times, but I hope that your school bounces back and honors the man by continuing to be awesome students and being awesome people. Anyway, Chris, thank you for reaching out. I appreciate that. And that was such a heartwarming little history road.
Oh, that was nice.
I think it was appropriate that it didn't have music.
Yeah.
I think it was just like a
moment
nice little
of silence.
Yeah, tribute to a man who sounded awesome, gone too soon.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that's it. That's the end of the show.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry about all the extraterrestrial talk. And if you guys have any suggestions on what to do.
How to make the show better.
How to make it less incoherent.
Anything.
If you guys have any ideas on what the hell we should do about this recycling situation.
For example, I'll start you guys off. You guys should... And then you finish it up.
And also, if you guys have an idea of where E.T. should go in my apartment, I'm going to post some photos of some areas around the apartment, and then you guys can help out. Apologies if it's not up by the next episode. I may not even do this.
More than anything,
it's fine.
It's not.
I mean, I know, but where, Mike? After we're done here, you're going to tell me who told you the shoe thing, and we're going to find out where E.T. goes. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening. If you want to send us your history roads, you want something to say, you got a shout out, someone you want to talk about, you can send that to dynamicbanter@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate and review. It helps us. If this show makes you laugh, if you love it, if you love Mike, you think Mike's a funny man, you like Owen's voice from way far away that can't be understood at all, then just... please review us on iTunes, write us a little review, say you think it's a funny show, share it with your friends, what have you, and maybe we can turn this thing into like an actual like program that's filmed and or whatever else. But
imagine that.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes.
And that'd be awesome. So anyway, guys, thank you for listening. We'll see you guys here. You will hear us
one,
next,
two, three.
Next time.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.